It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Voters say government is the biggest problem facing the nation. The federal deficit hits a record high. Governor DeSantis targets pharmaceutical companies behind the COVID vaccine. New Zealand becoming the first country to ban cigarettes. Also ahead, why is Vice President Harris so unpopular? But first, for the seventh year in the past decade, Americans name dissatisfaction with the government as the nation's top problem. The poll from Gallup finds 19% of adults think the feds are the biggest challenge to their daily lives, followed by inflation 16%, immigration 6%, COVID 4%. Dead last on the list, the environment and abortion. The federal government reporting a monthly budget deficit of $249 billion in November, a 30% increase from a year earlier and the highest on record. Biggest spenders, Department of Education, Medicare, Medicaid, the military, COVID relief. You may remember on November 9th, during a press conference, President Biden said his administration is bringing down the deficit. Guess not. Florida Governor DeSantis petitioning a grand jury to probe the makers of the COVID vaccine. The Republican holding a press conference saying, quote, in Florida, it is illegal to mislead and misrepresent data behind the effectiveness of drugs. We want people to be able to see the data, whether the companies want to give it up or not. New Zealand, the first country to ban the sale of tobacco products, the new law will permanently prohibit anyone born after January 1st, 2009, from buying cigarettes and cigars. The bill is accompanied by a slew of other measures to make smoking less affordable, including dramatically reducing the legal amount of nicotine in tobacco products and forcing them to be sold in specialty stores. Vaping, however, big in New Zealand, is untouched. In a moment, Kamala Harris, not well-liked. Why? Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. It is widely believed that President Biden will not run for a second term in 2024. That means Vice President Harris should be next in line for the Democratic nomination. But no. A poll by 538 on November 30th, a few days ago, has Ms. Harris's approval at just 37%. 52% of Americans disapprove of her. Now, the reason for that shockingly low number is the vice president's inability to speak to the folks.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here, and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
The passage of time. Now, that's just gibberish. It doesn't mean anything. Nobody could decipher it. And the vice president does it all the time. And then there's the border. After President Biden revoked Trump's Remain in Mexico policy for no reason, migrants, as you know, millions of them, flooded into the United States. So Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in charge.
Just quickly put a button.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Yeah, she understands the point that Lester Holt was making on NBC News. She hasn't been to the border, and she said, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times that she's been to the border. Now, to be fair, she made a very short stop at the El Paso airport, but didn't spend any time there and is completely disengaged from the catastrophe at the southern border, even though she's in charge. So Americans, many of us anyway, aren't stupid. I mean, this is a woman who does not have a handle on her job as vice president. She cannot speak. When she ran for president, she got 2% of the vote in the primaries. I mean, she's just not accepted at this point by the American people. I don't think it's a personal thing. Her resume is okay, Attorney General of California, DA of San Francisco, but she's never really been anybody who's made a difference. And certainly, she is not a problem solver. So do not expect Kamala Harris to be running for president in 24. Of course, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I am Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please surrey on over to BillO'Reilly.com. That's where we live. TV broadcast, everything there. And I hope you'll consider my new bestseller, Killing the Legends, for Christmas Hanukkah gift. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might Not know. 27 years ago today, two of the biggest companies in America announced a new partnership. NBC and Microsoft launched a joint operation that fused traditional news with the internet. Here is the story behind MSNBC. The project was unveiled on December 14, 1995. Each corporation agreed to spend $200 million over the next 5 years. Said Microsoft CEO Bill Gates, quote, "Today, NBC and Microsoft have come together to create news for the next millennium. We believe in the world of interactivity, but we're bringing this world into broadcast. We'll be working with NBC to create innovative, interactive news content and an integrated media experience," unquote. Whoa. The 24-hour cable news channel went live on July 15th, 1996. The first broadcast was hosted by Brian Williams, featured stories about Russian leader Boris Yeltsin, Bill Clinton's chances for re-election, and a tutorial explaining a new technological trend, email. Early versions of MSNBC were non-ideological. Conservatives Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, Pat Buchanan, Tucker Carlson routinely appeared on the network. In response, however, to the growing success of Fox News, the channel began to tilt heavily left. MSNBC hired Rachel Maddow, an ardent leftist, in 2008, and the die, as they say, was cast. As of September this year, 87 million households in the USA receive MSNBC on their cable band. The channel ranks second among basic cable networks, averaging 1.8 million viewers, way behind Fox News. According to Pew Research, MSNBC is the most opinionated cable news operation in the country, and 85% of that opinion is liberal. The channel also contains the least factual reporting. And here's something else you might not know. Microsoft ditched MSNBC in 2012. It was too much, too crazy over there. So the company said, see ya, back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.